We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:44, 16 before 7 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is an election year. Josh Stuckley joins us, assistant professor of political science at ULM. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm good. Not a lot of hand kissing. Wait, baby kissing and hand shaking. You don't want to confuse those two.
Yeah, definitely not a lot of baby kissing or baby holding or hand shaking or whatever it is. So COVID years changed the rules of the game just a little bit.
So how do you go about benefiting from this? Does anybody have an advantage if you've worked in social media before or not worked in it, but, you know, utilize social media, or can you catch up very quickly if you just get the right people?
I think that's a great question. There's so many unknowns about how to campaign in this cycle. I think in many ways you want to throw the traditional playbook out, but at the same time, there are traditional methods that still work. I do think that if you're a candidate with an adept, progressive social media campaign, you are more likely to succeed. But I would probably even say that in a non-pandemic year as well. But you still got to knock door to door. That's always going to be important.
Is that going to happen, though, with COVID?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, on the one hand, we have gubernatorial rules that are preventing certain rallies from taking place. But I think it has to still take place. At the end of the day, many of us still want to know, not in the television sense or the radio sense. They want to know our candidates. They want to see them. Maybe they can't shake their hands, but to at least have a conversation with them. I think any successful candidate still has to have a grassroots operation, an operation that is on the ground, working neighborhoods, introducing themselves, putting flyers on people's doors, what limited events there are, showing up to those limited events.
Has there ever been any research, and one time for one person, I guess they call it canvassed, where you knock on a door and say, hey, blah, blah, blah is blah, 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 and we'd really appreciate it if blah, 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 and I hated it. I'll never do it again in my life, I swear to goodness. But is there any data that indicates once somebody meets the candidate themselves, they feel as though, well, this person met enough to come to my door. You know, I know who he is personally, or her, whether I really know him or not, so I'm going to vote for him. And is there a difference between that and I guess you would call me a surrogate or a canvasser or whatever, doing the same thing?
So we have done, social science has done a lot of research over the years on the effectiveness of certain campaigning methods. And, yeah, an individual is more likely to do two things. They are more likely to remember to vote, and they are more likely to vote for you if the voter meets the candidate directly. So there, and now granted, that still overall is a small effect, but yeah, you are more likely to get out and vote, and you are more likely to vote for a candidate if you have met a candidate.
So when it comes to effective use of social media, and I saw a story here in The Advocate that you were quoted in about, they mentioned, not you, but about the relative low cost for numbers of views, and they measure a view by people that have watched it for more than 30 seconds. Is there any research, any data that shows that people who watch this are swayed one way or the other?
Again, yeah, we've had very limited social media usage, and there are what the data tends to show is this. Right now, a lot of what we watch seems to solidify how we're already feeling or leaning. So even if I don't convince you not to vote for somebody else and to vote for me, at minimum, if I'm leaning in a direction and I see your ad, whether it's digital, radio, television, I am more likely to support you, or I'm more likely to strengthen my support for you. So it has an effect, and it is effective. So it's definitely worth pursuing, and it's low cost. I mean, in a year where it might be a little difficult to raise money for certain elections, the ability to go on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, that can stretch your dollars, your presence, your name, your brand, your identification much further than traditional television, which is increasingly expensive and just an inefficient campaign tool.
Can you do things, and you can answer when we come back, do you have more freedom on social media than you would on radio or television in terms of some of the things you can say or do? We'll find out when we come back. Josh Stockley is our guest, assistant professor of political science at ULM. A big election coming up on November 3rd. Matter of fact, we are 91 days away from it. And we're talking about the coronavirus and how is that changing the campaigning. Any questions or comments, please text them into the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. And from your fingers to my lips to Josh's ears, the message shall flow. What? 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now on WWL. 6:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday, August 4th, hot, as you would expect it to be on August 4th, and like a little bitty 10, 20% chance for showers, but it's New Orleans, and you know, one's liable to pop up at a moment's notice, especially in the afternoon. Josh Stockley is our guest, assistant professor of political science at ULM, talking about the coronavirus and how it's changing campaigning. Let's go national if we can, Josh, in terms of President Trump and rallies. He'll be the first to tell you that rallies are very important to him and to his base and getting everybody out. And is that going to have much of an effect on him and the campaign? And what about the conventions, which are normally big cheerleader or big rah-rah events for both parties? We're not going to see really any of that this year, are we?
I think we will see an effect of the absence of these events. You know, conventions, historically, they do produce a bounce in national support for candidates. Now, in more recent years, the bounce has been very modest, but they do push people to your side. They do also have the ability to motivate voters, individuals who are thinking maybe of sitting out, to participate. So I do think the absence of a Republican and Democratic convention in the traditional form could have a negative effect for both candidates. And Trump's rallies have always been a tremendous event, a circus, if you will, a pep rally, if you will, that does a great job of drumming support for his supporters. His more limited ability to hold those, I think, does negatively affect President Trump and will make his reelection bid more difficult.
As it relates to Joe Biden, is he just kind of playing defense here? Is that the strategy to just figure out, you know what, we got a little bit of a lead here, let's just not turn the ball over, ground and pound?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be hesitant to call it defense. I'd be more likely to call it perhaps conservative. I mean, he is the national leader right now. Again, national polls in an electoral college don't mean that much, but they're still important. But he needs to at least be safe. I mean, right now he doesn't want to do anything or say anything that would be perceived to be a gaffe or create backlash. So, but he can't be defensive. I mean, I would argue he hasn't been defensive. You still attack, you still be aggressive, but you're just careful about how you attack the president or criticize the president.
Yeah, I kind of contradicted myself there saying ground and pound and then playing defense. But Very conservative, I guess, is what I was trying to say. In terms of debates, are we likely to see presidential debates?
Oh, I think we will definitely still have debates. COVID doesn't, I think, prohibit that from occurring again. Whether there'll be an audience or not remains to be seen in terms of a live audience. But, there'll certainly be at least one or two presidential debates. I would certainly still expect a vice presidential debate. I don't think that part's going to change.
Does Joe Biden have to debate?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we're in an age, and I don't think we've reached a point where a major presidential candidate could not debate. And if he doesn't debate, I mean, I just think that would be a public relations nightmare. I mean, the more conservative argument is there's something wrong with Joe Biden.
Right.
You know, he's got dementia. I mean, if he were to not show up to a debate, I mean, it would just fan the flames of that.
Raise some eyebrows. Guarantee you. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate your time. When we come back, Dr. Fred Lopez answers your question. Text them to 504-260-1870, the Mortgage Financial text line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.